high school baseball on Candleland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Go to Toyton Family Field. That's the site for this Class 3A State Baseball Championships here in Manhattan. As it's time for Sabetha Blue Jay Baseball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA, Hiawatha. Jake Spalding here right behind home plate at the beautiful Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan, where the Kent State Wildcats call their home for their college baseball days. But now it's time for the high schoolers to have some fun on the turf. We've already seen numerous teams go a little bit extra of the distance here today, especially here in Manhattan. That's why we're so delayed. This game was initially going to be a 5:45 first pitch, but instead we're expecting a 7:20 first pitch due to first game that was a high-scoring affair, 9-8 in favor of, as I just lost my piece of paper, but the most recent one was a victory comeback fashion in this 3A state tournament here in Manhattan, as Humboldt able to hold off Hoisington 4-1 in their match. The game I was referring to earlier was Columbus defeating Bishop Ward. That final was 9-8. That went the distance in phenomenal fashion. And then Goodland and Santa Fe Trail, that 1:15 first pitch, well, it didn't start till closer to 2 o'clock, and it did not end till closer until 4:45, because they went 10 innings where Santa Fe Trail had a walk-off stolen base at home to move on, beating Goodland. So it'll be Santa Fe Trail against Columbus in the bottom side of the bracket. Humboldt, the Cubs, moved on again 4-1 over Hoisington. And Sabetha, they take on the reigning 3A state champion, Wichita Collegiate. Both teams coming in 19-4 in their respective campaigns. Winner will get the top seed, Humboldt, tomorrow at 1:15 here from Toyton Family Stadium. Jake Spalding hanging out with you here this evening. Logan Carpenter back at the studio producing this thing. We had two local teams already make it to the semifinals tomorrow, as Onega, they went 10 innings on 92.1 KMZA as Jared Sleppy had the call. Three runs in the bottom of the 10th inning for Onega as they win it, as they defeated Medicine Lodge in their opening round game to make it to the semifinal round for the first time in school history. And the McLeod Lady Bulldogs on the softball diamond took care of business against Hoisington 9-2. That was Brandon Tapman on that call over on 93.7 FM KAIR. Both of those stations will cover those games tomorrow as well. As moving on to tomorrow will be McLeod. Brandon Tadman will have that call for you on 93.7 KAIR. And then Justin Fluke will be filling in, heading out to Great Bend to cover the Onega Buffaloes, who play at 11. Both those teams will be guaranteed two games tomorrow. This is about the Blue Jays. They're hoping that they could do the same, as they're taking on, again, the defending state champion in Wichita Collegiate. Both teams coming in at 19-4. The Blue Jays this season, well, pretty subtle business as usual, if you will. They won the Big 7 League again this year, 12-2. Only losses coming to Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley, both of those games by a combined two runs, 1-0 against Perry and 5-4 against Royal Valley. We'll talk with Coach from Sabetha, Curtis Hamilton, momentarily. Had a nice little interview with him. He talked about what was impressive for his team this season, and how they prepared themselves to make it to this point. They defeated Nemaha Central a week ago in phenomenal fashion, the way that Coach Hamilton talked about it. The best the bats have looked all season. That's what you want when you get to this point of the campaign. You want everything clicking on all cylinders, and that's what the Blue Jays had a week ago when they defeated Nemaha Central to punch their ticket to the state tournament. Sabetha has also two state titles in school history, back-to-back in 2018 and 2019. So honors from a year ago, Marcus Bauman, Christian McAfee, Josh Herman, and Jonathan Renier, all Big 7 League. First team all Big 7 for Marcus Bauman, McAfee the same, and then honorable mention for Jonathan Renier and second team for Josh Herman a year ago. A lot to be expected the same this season. When you look at who's going to be getting some some statewide recognition and the local recognition coming with it as well. The Blue Jays are hitting a collected .327 as a team this year. Christian McAfee pacing the way for the Jays with .435 batting average on the year. 27 ribbies and 8 doubles and just 69 at-bats. But also, Christian McAfee is a phenomenal pitcher. This season, pitched 30 innings, has a 2.28 ERA, and opponent's batting average of just 175. He will toe the slab today against this Wichita Collegiate team, again, reigning state champion in Class 3A, as they're underneath Coach Joe Gehrer. Excuse me, we will see a handful of different pitchers from Collegiate expected here today. We'll see Hayden Malaise as well as expected Carter Drumright for Wichita Collegiate, as the Trojans will be trying to go back-to-back, but they got to take on the Sabetha Blue Jays first. And one thing we took on was a conversation with Curtis Hamilton, head coach of the Blue Jays in his third season at the helm of Sabetha. You'll hear from him after this break. You're listening to pregame coverage of the Class 3A State Baseball Championships here in Manhattan on 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hey, Kansas Land, Jake Spaulding with head coach Sabetha Baseball State 3A. Getting ready to get underway here momentarily, opening round. And Coach Hamilton's here with me. And tell me a little bit about the fact that we've had a major delay here this afternoon into the early evening now for first pitch, of about an hour past what we initially thought. How does that impact you guys as you prepare for a game?
Well, for our guys, they're pretty loose anyway, so like in between, anytime we have extra time, they're going to find a way to fill it with something interesting for sure. I guess that's all I can say. It is interesting. This group gets along really well, so they'll sit there and play different games. Sometimes they'll just get in a big huddle together, and again, that's just kind of who they are. They again, really relaxed and really kind of laid-back team, and they enjoy each other's company. So
yeah, you guys definitely play a tough schedule coming in here to the state tournament. A lot of area teams that make it to a state, maybe their league or their region isn't as competitive as what state would be. Do you feel like your guys are really ready for a state tournament game here today?
I feel like, yeah, we fill our non-conference with Rock Creek this year, who's a qualifier in 4A, and Marysville, who was a tough team as well. And so then our league itself is there's always a good pitcher every night, and with us having a history we have in our program, we usually see everybody's best pitcher, and that really helps us prepare. And I've felt that way the last 2 years, that through our league with seeing everybody's best, that kind of gets our guys ready to just compete on a nightly basis, and that's kind of the attitude of the team. And
yeah, really young program, Sabetha baseball program, but, you know, again, at a state tournament. Talk to me about the culture that's been built over the last, 5 years or so, plus, that has really built this program to where you guys are at now.
Well, it goes a long way past 5 years. It starts with the people who start. Well, Legion's been around for a long time. Spetha has been a big deal, and the Kine family and Paul Hurl kind of took it up in the early 2000s and really started a program in the Legion. And then they were finally able to get baseball in 2017 at the high school. But the program's been there. The community invested in it a long time ago, and that just led it to kids want to play. And when kids want to play, you get numbers, and you can play a lot of games. And when you can play a lot of games, you get better at baseball. So that's just kind of a simple math. But it really doesn't really start when the high school program starts, when those guys really start investing time I know I'm probably missing somebody, but since I've been there, that's what I've heard, the Kimes and the Hurls. Paul Hurl really started putting a lot of time in it in the early 2000s, and that really built a program, and now we're starting to see second-generation kids who dads played a ton of Legion, and their brothers played on state Legion teams, and that's really what the program has been built on, is those families that really just invested in baseball earlier on. And like I said, the community investment is really what gets kids interested. The chance to play on our field and our facility really gets kids excited about baseball. And keeping about 30 kids out since I've been there and even before me helps us play a lot of baseball games and a lot of summer games, and that helps our baseball program as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking with Curtis Hamilton, head coach of Spetha Blue Jays, as we're getting ready to take on an opponent that has some success themselves in their history, Wichita Collegiate. Tell me a little bit about what the preparation's been like the last few days since you guys knew you guys were going to be coming here to Manhattan.
Well, we knew we were going to face a good team. We knew that, and we faced a good one last year in Columbus, and we're going to face one of the best tonight. So our preparation was, obviously, we got a scout. We looked at their players, kind of what they do, those type of things. But kind of our state week is really relaxed. Yesterday we had our beach batting practice. Everybody dressed up in their beach gear, and the seniors, since it's their last practice, we kind of make it whatever theme they want it. So it's actually a really relaxed week for us. Ours kind of like, one of our football coaches always said, the hay's in the barn, and we kind of go into the week knowing that we've prepared. We finish up with a few touch-ups, but we try to have fun with it and enjoy the week and enjoy the atmosphere and enjoy the family. Last night we had a big dinner with the families. Just enjoy that stuff and play baseball like they have for a long time. We always kind of talk about, for the love of the game, the reason we play the game is because we love to play the game, and that love comes from our families and the community that have raised them. And so when we get to a point like this, we just really all we preach is, let's go play the game they've always played. So
sure,
that's kind of our preparation, honestly.
I love it. A couple more things with Coach Hamilton before first pitch here momentarily. Again, Sabetha taking on Wichita Collegiate in the opening round of the 3A state baseball tournament here at Toyton Family Stadium. Just talk about you a little bit here, if you don't mind. You're definitely a baseball guy. You grew up in a baseball town in Silver Lake, and I got to play for your uncle. Tell us a little bit about why baseball for you. Why do you love that sport so much?
Well, I was left-handed, so that kind of set my path. You know, I did play for my uncle in football and baseball, but growing up in Silver Lake has a long history of baseball. You know, guys like Jim Golden, who we faced, I think it's his grandson, Preston Golden, this year. You know, I remember chasing his records, which I never could catch. But, you know, just guys in the 50s even that, you know, you saw that and you just wanted to be a good baseball player. And I played with some really good ones at Silver Lake, and that was part of it. And they have a long history of Legion. But, yeah, I got the opportunity to go play in college, and that's what kind of set baseball as my path at that point. And I played at Washburn, and that was a fun time. So, again, that's kind of where it comes from. My dad was a pretty good baseball player. My uncles were all pretty good baseball players, and my brothers were good baseball players. And so you just kind of follow in those footsteps and kind of – you know how it kind of goes in a small town. Whichever sport kind of presents the opportunity, and being a lefty, that was kind of spelled out for me where that opportunity is going to come from. So
definitely helped you out. And then final thing is, you know, you guys had a tough regional. You go up against Nemaha County rival Nemaha Central. You guys, you know, able to prevail in that one, but it was a different style of game than what you expected going into it. Tell me how important it was for your guys' team to make it to state this year and to do so in that kind of fashion.
It was big, especially against Neem Hall. You know, they've kind of ended, they ended our basketball and ended our football season. So these seniors really were motivated. You know, I always talked to Skyler over there at Neem Hall, and I said, hey, we don't have to play football games. Three of the last four games we played have been in the teens and scoring. So it's a competitive rivalry. Our guys were hyped up, and I mean, we just absolutely hit the ball better than we have in the 3 years I've been here. You know, a good pitcher in Uphouse and everything he threw in there, we absolutely really hit it really hard. So I think a lot of that is our guys were excited. They wanted to beat Nemaha. They wanted the seniors to, you know, kind of end on a great note there. And as far as that goes, and that I think that played a lot into the way our guys played, because we haven't, like I said, we haven't hit that well in a long time. You know, pitching – it did what it needed to do to win the game. And I think that's where our guys were at. We were going to do whatever it needed to do to win that game. So
phenomenal. Coach Curtis Hamilton of the Sabetha Blue Jays hoping to continue what happened last week in regionals here in the opening round against Wichita Collegiate here at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan. First pitch is coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back to Toyton Family Stadium. A great interview there with Coach Curtis Hamilton, a guy that definitely has some baseball pedigree. If you didn't know that previously about him, definitely, you know, obviously being from the Silver Lake area and then being a part of a Sabetha program. And, you know, when I asked him about the culture and things over the last 5-6 years since the high school program has been around, one thing that we did talk about off the interview was just that, you know, I remember Sabetha being that powerhouse in the Legion realms in the decades on past, and the zone tournaments that Sabetha did. And so now seeing Sabetha at the level that they're at now, that is what Coach Hamilton is discussing about it. And again, the culture was here, and he's just building on that, and it's great to see Sabetha back here in a state a tournament game once again. This is a team that has done it quite a few times since they've been in the high school level. You know, a year ago they fell to Columbus in the opening round, and that's one thing that he talked about was you know, Columbus is a great team, and you know, you get these Southeast Kansas or the South Central Kansas teams and what the competition that they see, and that's what you can kind of understand of what they're going to be like when you get to a state tournament game, because a lot of times, you know, you heard that in the interview, the Big 7 League prepares the Sabetha team playing against teams like Rock Creek, like Rossville. Those are the types of teams outside of conference in Marysville as well that are very good for this program to get them ready to go. Now they're here in a state tournament game yet again. So Jake Spalding hanging out with you here at Toyton Family Stadium. They're announcing everybody individually here. And so we'll give you a quick rundown. We'll take our final pregame break, and then after that, we will have first pitch. We'll start the visitors. Batting first today will be the Sabetha Blue Jays, the 5 seed. Sabetha and Collegiate each have identical records. So it was a coin flip just to see who was the 4 or 5 seed. There was no difference that these two teams were going to play each other in the first round. That was predetermined. But who was going to be the home team? That's what the coin flip went to. And Collegiate is the home team as the 4 seed. Sabetha will trot out Josh Herman. He will be the you also catch today for Sabetha wearing number 4. Batting second, Marcus Bauman playing center field wearing number 5. Batting third will be Christian McAfee. He'll be towing the slab and pitching here today wearing number 17. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter will be Mitchell Kramer playing second base wearing number 2. Batting fifth will be David Fry. He'll be playing third base wearing number 22. Batting sixth will be Noel Niehaus playing right field, and he wears number 7. Batting seventh will be Jacob Grimm, the first baseman. He wears number 23. And number in the 8 batter will be Aiden Lang, playing left field tonight, wearing number 10. And rounding out the batting order for Sabetha will be batting in the 9 hole, Matt Garber, playing shortstop, wearing number 12. Again, for the Blue Jays, Herman, Bauman, McAfee, Kramer, Fry, Niehaus, Grimm, Lang, Garber. For Collegiate, it'll be Landon Ramsey, playing center field, wearing number 17. Brett Weta, playing right field, wearing number 9. Brady Hunt, batting third, he will be catching, wearing number 2. Batting cleanup in the 4th spot will be Brett Black, playing first base, wearing number 0. Jace Campbell will bat 5th. He plays third base and wears number 45. Hayden Malaise will bat 6th. He's pitching tonight, and he will wear number 8. Batting 7th will be Jacob Chappelle. He plays left field, wears number 11. Batting 8th will be Carter Drumright, playing shortstop and wearing number 15. And batting 9th, rounding out the batting order for Collegiate, will be Isaac Vanderberg, playing second base, wearing number 5. Again, for Collegiate, Ramsey, Weta, Hunt, Black, Campbell, Malaise, Chappelle, Drumright, and Vanderberg, with Malaise pitching for Wichita Collegiate and McAfee pitching for Sabetha. We've got a brief break. We're back after this. First pitch is coming up here momentarily. It's Toyton Family Stadium, the site for the Class 3A State Baseball Tournament, the opening round, coming up here soon.
Dealing with an insurance company immediately after an accident is the last thing you want to do. Moral Collision Repair works directly with your insurance company to negotiate the best possible plan for repairing your vehicle. Because we are a direct repair facility for two major insurance companies, we are authorized to act as the adjuster and estimator during the repair. This enables us to cut down processing time dramatically. Next time your car is in need of a little fixing up, bring it by Moral Collision Repair for a stress-free experience.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here at Toyton Family Stadium, Jake Spaulding here for this 3A baseball championships here for the Kansas State High School Activities Association. It's the postseason, and it's excitement as these two teams are trying to punch their final, it's the final game of the day, trying to punch their ticket to tomorrow, the semifinal round. The winner of this game will be taking on the top seed in this 3A state baseball tournament, Humboldt, who defeated Hoisington 4-1 earlier on today against Sabetha and Collegiate, both identical records of 19-4. Columbus defeated Bishop Ward 9-8 earlier today, and then Santa Fe Trail defeated Goodland in the bottom of the 10th inning by a score of 3-2, earlier on today. So it'll be Santa Fe Trail versus Columbus tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then Humboldt awaits the winner of Sabetha and Collegiate tomorrow at 1:15. If it's Sabetha, that game will be right here on 103.9 FM KNZA, broadcasted for you live, free, and worldwide, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, Sabetha's the visitors on this scoreboard here today. They average just under 10 runs a game, allowing just under 4. That's the kind of strategy that you want to see. That's the kind of numbers you want to see if you're Coach Curtis Hamilton, and why the success has been what it has been this season. Sabetha, earlier on in this campaign, averaged over 10 runs a game against some opponents that were definitely the top tier of their competition when they played earlier this season. Those are the likes of Rossville, Nemaha Central, Marysville, and those wins and those kind of games, averaging over 10 runs a game. Going to be difficult to do that here against Collegiate, as Collegiate's got out there on the bump Hunter Malaise. Hayden Malaise. Malaise is a returning starter on the bump for Wichita Collegiate as he pitched in the state title game a year ago. He's a senior this year, and this is a very senior-heavy roster for Collegiate. For Sabetha, kind of a good mixed batch of youth with experience on their roster. So starting off again, Josh Herman, Marcus Bauman, Christian McAfee, the top three in the batting order for Sabetha, followed by Mitchell Kramer, who bats cleanup, and Kramer doing a great job this season, leading the team Christian McAfee leading the team with .435 batting average and 27 RBIs batting third, and Kramer right behind him at .415 on the average and 20 RBIs. But the biggest Blue Jay to have a phenomenal game last week in their 14-run output against Nemaha Central to win the regional, Matt Garber had three ribbies in that game. Well, it's time now as we get underway here for the state baseball game. Towing the slab is Malaise, and the first offering comes in, and a strike on the outside corner to Josh Herman. Josh Herman is the catcher here today for Sabetha. Senior battery mate for McAfee's. 0-1 offering comes in from Malaise, fouled down the right field line and out of play. Quickly down in the count is Herman at 0-2. Herman a senior again on this Sabetha Blue Jay roster. On deck is Marcus Bauman. Here's the 0-2 offering from Malaise. Off the outside edge, just outside. It's ball one. Left to right on the infield for Wichita Collegiate is Josh Campbell at third. Drum right at short. Vandenberg at second and Black at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped foul. That'll get out of play as well. We'll redo it at 1-2. In the outfield for Collegiate, Jacob Chappelle plays left, Landon Ramsey in center, and Brett Weta is in right field. The battery mate for Hayden Malaise is Brady Hunt behind the dish. Coach Hamilton giving some signs to his senior catcher, Josh Herman, who steps in from the right side of the batter's box. Down at the count, 1-2, as we're in the top of the first inning. The 1-2 pitch high and inside, ball two. A great crowd on hand here for the Blue Jays. They had to wait about an hour and a half longer than they initially thought. Now the 2-2 offering is in there, called strike three, and a backwards K for the first out here of this ball game. So that'll bring up Marcus Bauman. Just a week ago, Bauman had a great regional championship game, going 3-for-5, scoring 2 runs and having an RBI. The first offering to Bauman is high and away, ball one. Want to know the count? Here's the offering from Malaise, swung on and missed by Bauman, even the count at one apiece. The Collegiate infield definitely giving some depth on the right side, expecting Bauman to maybe push it to the right side. Here's the 1-1 pitch, right down Broadway, called strike two. And then center field, Landon Ramsey also shading to the right. Bauman down to the count, 1-2. Here's Malaise with the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Two up, two down here for the Blue Jays here in the top of the first inning. As that'll bring up Christian McAfee with a .435 season average. McAfee on the year now has 32 hits. And 28 RBIs in from the left side of the box. First pitch is fouled away, strike one. McAfee will be pitching here in this ballgame for Sabetha, and Coach Hamilton hopes he can go as deep as he's able. The 0-1 pitch from Malaise, a check swing, foul ball, dribble down the left field line and foul. So down in the count quickly. It's Christian McAfee. Nobody on, two away. The 0-2 pitch to McAfee. High and outside, ball one. McAfee's able to reach. Mitchell Kramer is on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, little inside, says the umpire. And we're even now at 2 balls, 2 strikes with two away here in the top of the first inning. The wind has really died down here. We had some rain earlier on here today. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Right in there for strike three. Caught looking is McAfee. And the Jays go 3 up, 3 down. Nobody on, no hits. Nobody left on base. No errors. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Sabetha nothing. Wichita Collegiate coming up here on 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Heading to the bottom of the first inning, Sabetha went 3 up, 3 down in their top half of the first, and Wichita Collegiate coming up to bat next. Jake Spaulding here at Toyton Family Stadium here in Manhattan, Kansas, as it's a site for the Class 3A State Baseball Championships. That's all covered here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 103.9. Got Logan Carpenter back in the studio taking care of us, making sure everything sounds great, as always. Going to slab right now is Christian McAfee. Christian McAfee on the season, just giving up a 2.28 ERA. He's got 34 innings pitched on the campaign with a 1.11 whip and an opponent's batting average of just 175. Behind him will be David Fry at third, Matt Garber at short, Mitchell Kramer at second, Jacob Grimes at first, Noel Niehaus in right, Marcus Bauman in center, Aiden Lang in left, and his battery mate behind the dish is Josh Herman. Coming up first for Wichita Collegiate will be the center fielder Landon Ramsey. As McAfee toes the slab and buries his face in his glove, and here's the windup, and the first pitch of this campaign here to this 3A state tournament is in there for a strike. Ramsey stands in from the right side of the box, an open stance. Here's the leg kick, and the 0-1 is a breaking ball in the dirt, ball one. McAfee looks into his battery mate Herman, gets the sign. Here's the windup, and the offering is caught on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. So yet to get the bat off of his shoulder is Landon Ramsey, who's down to the count 1-2 to Christian McAfee. McAfee with the 1-2 offering. Lifted into center field. Going to his left is Bauman underneath it and makes the grab for out number one. So Ramsey flies out to the center fielder, Marcus Bauman, and there's one away. That'll bring up the right fielder, Brett Weta, wearing number 9 and standing from the right side of the box. Wichita Collegiate in their white-on-white unis with Sabetha in their navy tops and their gray pants, as we've got a stoppage as the umpire comes over, and there are some managers from Collegiate out onto the field. He asked them to get back into the dugout, and we can resume play. One away here, bottom of the first inning, no score. Squaring to bunt is Weta, and he lets it go by for a ball. So want to know the count. McAfee back to the windup. Weta squares again. This one high and inside, ball two. Crashing in on the infield, Fry coming in from third. Grimm coming in from first on that squared bunt shown by Weta. Here's the 2-0 offering. Swinging this time is Weta, but he takes a strike right down Broadway. It's 2-1. One away here in the bottom of the first inning. The 2-1 offering swung on at a foul ball. Comes back to the screen, and we're tied up now at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here on this at-bat for Brett Weta. McAfee digs in. Here's the windup and the delivery. High and outside, fouled straight back over the screen this time, and we'll do it again at 2-2. Second baseman Kramer playing deep into right field. Here's an off-speed pitch lifted into shallow center field. Oncoming is Bauman. Cannot make the catch. It's booted off of his foot into the right fielder, Noel Niehaus, who fires it in, but it's sliding into second base. Is Brett Weta. Just a shallow shot as the dive from Bauman. It goes off of his diving effort, his left foot, skips into right field. We'll just charge that as a double to Weta, as it was a tough play there for Bauman. They have not put an error up, so we'll just call it a double for Brett Weta. He's on second base, one away here in the bottom of the first inning. Now Brady Hunt is in the batter's box from the right side. Hunt north of 400 on his batting average for the season. He's the catcher for Wichita Collegiate, also a senior, so want to know the count. From the stretch, McAfee fires in there a strike. It's now 1-1. Kramer and Garber each kind of shifting in and out of second base, keeping the runner Weta close. McAfee with the leg kick and the delivery. Off-speed pitch in there. No, it's low. Ball two. Nice little 12-6 curve that just dropped too low. And stepping out of the box will be Hunt. He'll reset here to count as 2-1. There's one away, and the runner at second base is Brett Weta. McAfee steps off the rubber backwards and brings Weta back to the bag. Now back on the slab is McAfee. Kicks the leg, the 2-1 offering, fouled down the right field line and out of play. So 2-2, one away, and runner at second is Brett Weta. Defense pretty much playing him straight up. Aside from Garber and Kramer going in and out behind second base, keeping Weta close. Here's the kick and the 2-2 pitch, lifted straight back and out of play. We'll do it again. So 15 pitches already here in this first inning for Christian McAfee. Two balls, 2-1, one out. Runner at second. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away again. This will be the 8th pitch of this at-bat upcoming here to Brady Hunt. McAfee comes set. Runner goes. 2-2 pitch, fouled out of play once again. The 9th pitch coming up here for Christian McAfee in his battle against Brady Hunt. Brett Black waits on deck for Collegiate. And Brett Weta was running on the last pitch. Will he run again here? 2-2, one out. Stepping out of the box here is Brady Hunt. He recollects his thoughts. Weta reached on a double. Again, a diving effort by Bauman. Could not get there in time. So he stands at second with one away. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score. McAfee comes set. Harry High schools it. If you don't know what that means, he kicks his left leg straight up and spins back towards second base just to keep Weta close. Now back on the slab. McAfee comes set. And he'll once again step towards second. Just to keep Weta close, but neither Kramer nor Garber was there, so no throw was a possibility. 2-2, one away. McAfee comes set, kicks the leg. Here's the 2-2 pitch, lifted into center field and deep. Moving to his left is Bauman. He's underneath it, makes the grab. There's two away, and advancing will be Brett Weta on the flyout to center field. So Christian McAfee wins the battle there between Brady Hunt. That was 9 pitches in that at-bat. So now advancing to third. On the sacrifice was Weta. Now Brett Black lifts one in the deep right field, giving chase and making the grab is Noel Niehaus, and McAfee gets out of trouble. So we go to the top of the second inning. After the bottom of the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on for Collegiate. We head to the top of the second inning. No score here in the 3A state baseball game between Wichita Collegiate and Sabetha. The Blue Jays have Mitchell Kramer coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And back here in Manhattan, Kansas, Toyton Family Stadium, 3A state baseball opening round between Wichita Collegiate and Sabetha. And it went 3-up, 3-down for the Jays in the top of the first. A little bit of trouble in the bottom of the first, but able to get out of it was Christian McAfee, getting three fly ball outs in the bottom of the first inning. So we head to the top of the second. Leading off for the Blue Jays will be Mitchell Kramer. Kramer averaging .417 on the year. Has 23 hits. And he steps in from the right side. The first offering from Malaise is outside for a ball. So 1-0 the count. It'll be Kramer, David Fry, Noel Niehaus for Sabetha. The 1-0 pitch lifted into right center field, giving chase in the center fielder. Diving forward and making the catch is Landon Ramsey. As that was a shallow shot there from Kramer, but a diving effort making the grab for out number one. So coming up will be David Fry, the third baseman for Sabetha. Fry in their regional championship game against Nemaha Central went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. First offering in there from Malaise, a little bit outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed here by Fry, evening the count at 1-1. Niehaus is on deck. If anybody gets on, it'll be first baseman Jacob Grimm. Here's a 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. Fry quickly down on the count. Malaise quickly back to the slab. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. And that's the fourth strikeout in the ballgame so far for pitcher Hayden Malaise of Collegiate. So two away, now Noel Niehaus, right fielder wearing number 7, steps in from the right side of the box. Niehaus went 0-for-2 in the regional championship game with 2 strikeouts. First offering swung on and missed, strike one. The 0-1 pitch fouled away and quickly down in the count. Niehaus is down 0-2. Two away here, top of the second inning. Winner moves on to the semifinal tomorrow at 1:15, and they'll take on Humboldt, the top seed. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, but oh, my gosh, what a play. First baseman Brett Black robs Noel Niehaus of an easy stand-up double, flashes the leather, and the line out to the first baseman will be out number 3 for Sabetha. The Blue Jays go 3-up, 3-down, no hits, no errors, no runs, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Collegiate and Sabetha locked in a good one at 0-0. Coming back after this on 103.9 KNZA.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Head to the bottom of the second inning. No score here in the 3A opening round baseball game here. The final one of the day here at Toyton Family Stadium. Jake Spaulding alongside you here. Logan Carpenter back in the studios. And Christian McAfee back to the rubber. He'll face first batter Jace Campbell batting from the left side. First offering in there for a strike, 0-1. And McAfee quickly back to work, an off-speed pitch. A little bit outside, ball one. So 1-1 the count here to Jace Campbell. Campbell plays third base and wears number 45. Here's the 1-1 pitch, low and inside, ball two. The 2-1 the count to Collegiate's fifth batter in the lineup, third baseman Campbell. This 2-1 pitch paints the corner, strike two. Evening the count at 2-2. McAfee back to work. The 2-2 pitch fouled away, straight back over the back press box here. We'll do it again at 2-2. Sixth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Hayden Malaise is on deck. Jacob Chappelle in the hole. If anybody gets on, Carter Drumright. Here's the 2-2 pitch, off-speed one that kind of skips across the plate. Taking us now to a full count, 3-2 to Campbell. Here's the sign, the windup and the delivery. Painted the outside of the corner, strike three called. McAfee gets his first K of the game, and it's looking for Jace Campbell. The Jays throw it around the horn, and that's out number one. So that'll bring up from the right side pitcher Hayden Malaise wearing number 8 for Collegiate. First offering. Paints the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1, and Malaise, some visible frustration with that strike called there. The 0-1 pitch, off-speed one, bounces at the plate for a ball. It's now 1-1. McAfee gets a sign from Herman. Here's the kick and the delivery. Off-speed check swing. Did he go? Yes. 1-2 the count now to the pitcher, Hayden Malaise. Defense playing him pretty much straight away. The Jays haven't really done any kind of shifting thus far here in this ballgame. Playing a deep second base, though, is Mitchell Kramer. He's touching the grass of right field. The 1-2 offering from McAfee. Called strike three again. Back-to-back, backwards Ks for C-Mac. And there are two away here in the bottom of the second inning. And Malaise, not happy with that call, walks back to the dugout for Collegiate, displeased with that one. So two away and squaring the bunt, taking a strike is Jacob Chappelle, the left fielder, quickly down to the count 0-1. Twice now we've seen Collegiate square to bunt early in the count. See if he does it again here. Here's the windup and the delivery from McAfee. Swinging and missing is Chappelle, and McAfee's looking comfortable on the bump right now. 0-2 the count, two away. Nobody on here in the bottom of the second with no score. McAfee's 0-2 pitch. Paints the corner. He strikes out the side looking. Three up, three down, three backwards Ks. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We head to the top of the third inning. No score here in this 3A baseball opening round in Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan. Back after this on 103.9 KNZA.
If you need concrete work done, you need Goodman Brothers. We handle all sorts of concrete work within a 60-mile radius of Sabetha. From residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural concrete, Goodman Brothers can pour foundations for homes, shops, garages, and more. Flatwork services include parking lots, shops and garage floors, sidewalks, driveways, and feedlots. We also offer foundation repair and a full line of excavator services. Estimates are free. Call Goodman Brothers in Sabetha today at 785-285-1844.
Chink Process in Sabetha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Chink Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Chink Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, an exciting bottom of the second inning for the Sabetha Blue Jays as Christian McAfee, C-Mac, decided to deal from the bump as that was three up, three down, three backwards Ks for Christian McAfee as he is able to get out of that second inning. Still only one hit allowed so far in this game. Top of the third inning we go. Jacob Grimm will lead it off for Sabetha. The Jays have gone three up, three down so far in this ballgame. Grimm trying to change that here. Starting off Grimm with an off-speed pitch is Malaise, and that one is high for a ball. It's 1-0. It'll be Jacob Grimm, Aiden Lang, and then Matt Garber for Sabetha. If anybody gets on, it's back to the top of the order, and Josh Herman. This pitch fouled down the right field line for and out of play, so it's evening the count now at 1-1. Grimm, the big first baseman for the Blue Jays, stepping in from the right side. The 1-1 offering from Malaise swung on and fouled back. So now 1-2 the count here to Jacob Grimm. 1-2 offering, off-speed pitch, ground ball to the shortstop, backhanding it there is Drumright. His throw is in time. So Grimm is put out on a 6-3 ground out for the first out of the top of the third inning. So Aiden Lang will step into the box now from the right side. Lang had a pretty good day last week as well, scoring 2 runs in his 3 plate appearances with 1 hit. In the regional championship game against Nemaha Central. Malaysia's first offering is swung on and missed. 0-1 the count here to Lang. Quickly back on the bump, and this 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. It's now 0-2. On the right side of the box, Lang playing left field. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt, which I guess technically we could say in the turf, here at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan. The 1-2 offering. Check swing, and did it go? Yes. Strikeout swinging there from Aiden Lang. Second out on this top half of the third inning. That's now 5 strikeouts by the Sabetha Blue Jays at the hand of Hayden Malaise. So now Matt Garber steps in, the 9-hole hitter for Sabetha. Had a phenomenal regional championship game against Nemaha Central, going 2-for-4, but having 3 RBIs, including a stolen base. First offering was high, 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch fouled down the right field line for strike one. So 1-1 to count here. 2 away, nobody on. Top of the third inning, still no score. Off-speed pitch, swinging and coming up empty is Garber. That was a dirty slider there from Hayden Malaise from Collegiate, now ahead in the count 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, swinging and coming up empty. So a strikeout number 6 for Hayden Malaise. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Still no score. Collegiate coming up to bat in the bottom half of the third. We're back after this to Toyton Family Stadium here in the 3A State Baseball Tournament in Manhattan on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Sabetha.
Memorial Day weekend will soon be here. Crown Decoration Day with vibrant memorial planters in a variety of sizes from Sabetha Greenhouse. Sabetha Greenhouse is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Saturday 9 to 4, and will be open Memorial Day, Monday, May 29th from 9 to 1. Don't miss gorgeous blooming annuals, perennials, vegetable plants at Sabetha Greenhouse, your garden pavilion. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 4.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And back here in Manhattan, as it's the 3A State Baseball Tournament, opening round for 5-seed matchup, Sabetha the 5, Wichita Collegiate the 4. Jake Spaulding here as Logan Carpenter back in the studios. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Leading it off for Collegiate will be Carter Drumright playing shortstop, his first time up here today. Isaac Vanderberg on deck, and then back to the top of the order in Landon Ramsey. McAfee still on the bump for Sabetha. The 1-0 pitch is lifted into center field, and giving chase is Bauman, moves to his right and makes the grab for the first out here of the third inning. So Bauman's been busy here so far. That's at the third. In fact, that the fourth time a ball has been hit to him in center field. One away here as Isaac Vanderberg steps in from the right side, playing second base for Collegiate. And the first offering is a little bit low and outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch, catching the inside corner for a strike, evening the count now at 1-1. One away here, bottom of the third inning. Only one hit in this ballgame. Back in the first inning by Collegiate's Brett Weta. The 1-1 pitch catches the top half of the zone. A little off-speed changeup there from McAfee, and it's now 1-2. McAfee struck out the side in the second inning, all looking. Trying to do so here as a foul ball goes straight back. We'll do it again at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball in the turf, and it'll be now two balls, two strikes from Christian McAfee. One away here, bottom of the third inning. Blue Jays again defensively playing straight up. As Vandenberg, the nine-hole hitter, steps in from the right side. The 2-2 offering from C-Mac, lifted on the infield. Now drifting into center field is second baseman Mitchell Kramer, who makes the grab, and there are two away. Kramer had to cover some space there as he went from his second base position almost out to the S of the KS in center field. Able to make the grab for out number two. And now Landon Ramsey will step up for the second time. His first plate appearance, he flew out to Bauman in center. The first pitch popped up, giving chase is Herman, and catches it off the net, but you cannot, says the umpire, so it'll be just a foul ball. Great effort there by Josh Herman to give chase. So the count is 0-1. Right side of the box is Ramsey down on the count 0-1. McAfee and off-speed pitch that never broke. It hits him right on the left hip as Ramsey wears it. Second base runner of the day for Collegiate. So that brings up Brett Weta, who lined one to center field. The diving effort by Bauman, couldn't catch it in the first inning, resulted in a double. He was stranded at third. Going is the runner, Ramsey to second. The throw by Herman, and he puts him out. No, they say safe. The umpire says they missed the tag as Garber tried to come up, get the short hop, turn around and tag. As Coach Curtis Hamilton asks for time, and he wants the umpires to talk about this. A great throw by Herman and great effort by Garber at short, covering the bag at second. As Coach Hamilton is asking the umpire that's on the left side of the field if he will take and go have a conversation with the first base umpire to see if he had a better angle. The umpire will oblige. And so they will go have a conversation here as this could be a pivotal point here. Again, we're in the bottom of the third inning, two away. But Ramsey was stealing second base, and this putout could be a third out and end the inning, but it will not be. The umpires discuss it, and they say still safe. Standing at second now will be Landon Ramsey on the stolen base. So stepping in still from the right side, Brett Weta down on the count 0-1 to C-Mac. The kick and the delivery. High and inside, ball one. Ramsey kind of got an extra step there, and McAfee made sure he stayed put. Faked a throw to second. Now back on the slab. 1-1 to count, two away here, bottom of the third inning, still no score. Here's the kick and a spin back to second base as McAfee just keeping Ramsey close. Knows he's got some speed. Collegiate definitely a team likes to get him on and find a way to get him over. Here's McAfee's 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. Up in the count on Brett Weta, one ball and two strikes. There are two away and tying on the field as Herman goes out to talk to McAfee. If Weta was able to get on, Brady Hunt awaits on deck. So 1-2 the count, 2 away here. Stepping back in the box is Weta. McAfee comes set. The kick, the 1-2 offering in the turf, but nice dig there by Herman to keep it in front. Even in the count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. There are 2 away here in the bottom of the third inning. The 2-2, McAfee comes set. Asking for time is Weta, and he steps out of the box with 2 away here in the bottom of the third inning. McAfee already with 47 pitches here in this ballgame. Herman gives the sign. McAfee comes set. Here's the pitch. Just off the outside corner. And we're at full count now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. McAfee trying to slide his 4th chair of the game. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Foul ball down the right field line and foul. We'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now, Ramsey does not have to steal on the pitch. Even if it's a ball, if there's no runner at first base, Herman could put him out at third. Here's the leg kick and spinning back to second base. Keeping him close is McAfee. We'll do it again here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the third inning, runner at second for Collegiate. The payoff pitch, foul ball, straight back to the screen, and we'll do it again. The 8th pitch of the at-bat upcoming here to the right fielder, Brett Weta. McAfee gets his sign, comes set, spins back to second again, and not giving any indication of stealing was Landon Ramsey that time. So Christian McAfee comes set. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Just off the outside of the plate. Even Weta thought it was strike three. He'll trot down to first base instead on the 2-out walk. So now runners at first and second. Bottom of the third inning, 2 away. Stepping in will be Brady Hunt, who put a charge into one into deep center field, but it was caught by Marcus Bauman back in the first inning. First pitch lifted down the right field line, slicing, and foul. Giving chase was Noel Niehaus for Sabetha. So 0-1 the count, 2 Hunt. Brett Black awaits on deck for Collegiate. The Spartans threatening here in the bottom of the third inning. They had a runner on third in the first inning. That was Brett Weta, who could not come home back then. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two to Brady Hunt. So twice runner in scoring position. First time coming up empty for the Spartans. And C-Max trying to make sure they're still empty after this. The 0-2 pitch. Kicked the leg and swung back to second base, did McAfee, to keep the runner Landon Ramsey close. It's a sign from Herman, comes set again. 2 away, McAfee's 0-2 pitch, runner goes, a ball jammed, lifted down the right field line, giving chase and almost making the grab was Jacob Grimm. Was about a half of a step too far away from his glove. So we'll do it again at 0-2. Grimm just not quite able to get to it in time. Again, that was Landon Ramsey at second. Brett Weta's at first, and Ramsey was taking off on that previous pitch. Will he go again? 0-2 count, 2 away. Here's the offering. Breaking ball, no, but a put throw down to third. Tagging in there is out as David Fry applied the tag easily on Landon Ramsey, who's tried stealing for the 4th time. This time, Herman puts him out, and the 3rd out comes in the 3rd base line here in the 3rd inning. So the put out as Hunt stands at home plate, unable to do anything with it. We go to the top of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the top of the fourth. The Jays coming back up to bat. No score here in Manhattan.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
Your smile has the ability to change any situation, and Sabetha Dental is in the business of making sure you are confident with the healthiest and best-looking smile possible.
This is Dr. Betsy Tedman, along with Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer. We have relationships with our clients, not just encounters. Whether you need a simple checkup and cleaning, or help with a complex oral problem, we offer the most comfortable environment and friendly staff to take the stress out of your dental visits.
Sabetha Dental is now accepting new patients with flexible appointments. Sabetha Dental offers high-tech dentistry with a hometown feel.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Landon Ramsey actually came up a little bit gimpy as well, as he put his foot in the turf and kind of tweaked his knees. So we'll have to check and see if Ramsey will be able to continue to go for Collegiate. But that put out by Herman, phenomenal way to end that third inning. So we head to the top of the fourth inning now for Sabetha. And Herman, who just put out Ramsey, will be in the batter's box to begin this fourth frame. First time up, Herman struck out looking. The first offering was in there for a strike. Second offering, ground ball to the second baseman, Vandenberg, who throws it in time. Herman goes down on a ground out to the second baseman for out number one. So one away here in the top of the fourth inning. Only one hit in this game combined by these two teams. That came all the way back in the first inning by Brett Weta from Collegiate. He was stranded at third. So now Marcus Bauman, who struck out swinging his first time up, sees an off-speed pitch and swings and comes up empty, down to the count 0-1. McAfee waits on deck for Sabetha if he gets on Kramer. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two here on Marcus Bauman. Sabetha yet to have a base runner in this ballgame. Top of the fourth inning, no score. One away here. The 0-2 pitch from Malaise. Fouled straight back to the screen. Bauman stays alive at 0-2. Looks down at third base coach Curtis Hamilton, who claps his hands, gives him a signal, and says, let's go. The 0-2 pitch from Malaise, fouled back again by Bauman. This will be the fifth pitch of the at-bat upcoming here. Foul ball once again on the 0-2 pitch. So sixth pitch upcoming here to Marcus Bauman. Lifts it to the second baseman, picking up his Vandenberg, fires to first in time. And Bauman's the second out of the inning on the second ground out to the second baseman, Isaac Vandenberg. So McAfee steps in from the left side of the batter's box. He struck out looking his first time up. Two away here in the top half of the fourth inning. Defense shifting a little bit, shading him to hit the ball to the left side of the field. The first pitch outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Foul down the left field line, slicing foul. So 1-1 the count, two away here in top half of the fourth inning. Ball lifted to center field, right at the center fielder Ramsey, who makes the grab. And once again, the Blue Jays, three up and three down. They've done that every time up so far here in this game. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Collegiate coming up. No score, 0-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true, or offering plans that do not work or work well in our area?
Well, so are we. At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Manhattan, Toyton Family Stadium, the site for 3A State Baseball. Opening round here between Sabetha and Wichita Collegiate. Heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, still no score here in this one. 19-4, the record for each of these two teams. It's the 4-5 matchup that the coin flip only mattered who was going to be the home team here in this ballgame. I did forget to mention there was a pitching change for Collegiate as Brett Black came in from first base to pitch the previous inning. So Hunter Malaise finished with three innings pitched, responsible for four strikeouts, no hits, no earned runs. His day is done. But here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, still on the mound is Christian McAfee for Sabetha, and his first offering a little bit low, ball one, as he's facing off against Brady Hunt. Keep in mind, Hunt, that last inning, was in the box when Landon Ramsey was caught stealing at third on that putout from Herman. So he's back into the box with a fresh count. He was down to the count 1-2. But it's 1-0 here. The 1-0 offering is swung on and missed by Brady Hunt. A big reason why you saw a pitching change early was the game was still close, and I'm guessing that Coach Gehrer from Wichita Collegiate trying to save Malaise, maybe if they make it to tomorrow. The 1-1 pitch, high and tight for a ball. It's 2-1. Just so long as he kept him under 30 pitches, which he did, Malaise is available to pitch tomorrow. The 2-1 offering to Hunt is high, ball three. This is going to be it for Christian McAfee for this state tournament, as he's now got 59 pitches in this one. He will not be able to pitch tomorrow, so the Jays want him to go as far as he can. 3-1 offering is inside, ball four. So now, courtesy runner will come in for Hunt, since he is a catcher. Coming in to run will be Marcus Gorgeous for Collegiate. So 60 pitches now for McAfee. He's allowed 105 in this game. And Brett Black will step in. Started the game at first, now pitching for Collegiate. Steps in from the right side. Black flew out to Noel Niehaus and Wright his last time up. Double play depth here for the middle infielders for Sabetha. Runner is going. Fire down there by Herman. Great throw and another tag at second put out here for Josh Herman. A great jump by Gorgeous, but you just can't run on Josh Herman. Beautiful throw, beautiful tag there by Matt Garber covering up the bag. And there's one away. That also was a strike, so it's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch is high and tight, ball one. So 1-1 the count now, two Black. Pitch is a little bit low, and second ball here now to Brett Black. Jace Campbell awaits on deck. If anybody gets on, Hayden Malaise, who now is playing first base for Collegiate. So 2-1 to count. Here's the offering. Right in there for a strike. No, just a little bit low, as Josh Herman asked the umpire. He says a little bit low. So ball three. So 3-1 to count now. McAfee already with one walk in this inning. 3-1 offering in there for a strike. Brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody on, one away here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The windup and the delivery. McAfee puts it in there, and Black lifts it to deep left center field. Back, and gone. Over the 375 sign in left center field, Brett Black has taking this from a scoreless game to a collegiate lead of 1-0. Left over the plate, and Brett Black made McAfee pay. Just the second hit of the ball game, but a massive run there for a collegiate who now leads 1-0. Now resetting here is Jace Campbell from the left side. First pitch was in there a little bit inside. Ball one. So 1-0 the count, one away. Second pitch of this at bat, the 1-0 offering is inside as well. So 2-0 the count here to Jace Campbell, the third baseman for Collegiate. McAfee, the windup and the delivery. This one lifted to left field, giving chase is Aiden Lang. Says he's got it, and he does, for out number two. So Hayden Malaise will check in from the right side, now playing first base. Two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Spartans now with a 1-0 lead over the Blue Jays. First offering of this at-bat in the dirt. For a ball, 1-0 the count. Malaise was struck out by McAfee back in the second inning. That was the second of three straight strikeouts looking by C-Mac. The 1-0 pitch, a little bit outside, ball two. Now it's 71 pitches in this game, and you can kind of see a little bit of fatigue coming from number 17 on the bump for Sabetha. Takes off his glove, regains his composure, down in the count now, 2-0. To Malaise. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Lifted into right center field. That's going to get down for a hit. Giving chase is Bauman. Able to cut it off, but it boots it off of his knee. Now he fires it in. Picked up by Kramer, but unable to get it to second in time. As sliding into second base is Hayden Malaise with a 2-out double. Bauman got it off the short hop, and it popped right back out of his glove and hit the turf once more. And that snap play there, the ball popping back out of the glove, allowed Malaise to get a better opportunity for second. So he stands at second with two away. First pitch into Jacob Chappelle, who struck out looking his first time up, is fouled away for a strike. It's now 0-1. McAfee comes set. Malaise a big lead at second. The offering in the dirt. And a fire back to second base by Herman. Nearly gets Malaise. But Malaise able to get back safely. That was a ball. So it's one ball, one strike. Two away. Runner at second is Hayden Malaise for Collegiate. McAfee spins back to second, trying to keep Malaise close. And he does. Malaise with a hefty lead at second base. Two away, 1-1 count to Chappelle. Here's the offering. Ground ball to the right side, picked up by Kramer, and he wildly throws it over to Grimm and allowing Malaise to score from third. Kramer couldn't field it cleanly and spun out of himself and fired it to Jacob Grimm, and it was a wild throw. Malaise was at third, and he is able to score on the error by Mitchell Kramer. And advancing to second on the error was Jacob Chappelle. So just one error, so it'll be an infield single by Chappelle, advancing to second on the error. So it's now 2-0, and here's a ball lifted into left field. Aiden Lang says he's got it, and he does. For the third out of the inning, flying out to left is Carter Drumright. But two runs come across the board. A home run by Brett Black. And just a moment ago, Hayden Millay is scoring on the air by Sabetha. We head to the top of the fifth inning. 2-0, Wichita Collegiate with the lead. Sabetha trotting up to the plate. Mitchell Kramer when we come back here on 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Come back for more. Cocktail from the bar.
Make you feel fine.
Delta Wall of Wine.
Rich Street.
Furniture Company and Wine Lounge.
Rich Street.
Furniture Company and Wine Lounge.
Downtown Sabetha.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Manhattan, Jake Spaulding behind the dish here at the press box of Toyton Family Stadium. Logan Carpenter back at the studio. Into the box for Sabetha for the second time today will be Mitchell Kramer. Kramer sees a strike go by here. And another pitch that came by earlier was a ball. So 1-1 the count to Kramer. Black tries to paint one on the inside, and he can't. It's two balls, one strike to Kramer, who flew out to Landon Ramsey in center his first time up. Steps in from the right side. Kramer trying to move on from the error in the previous half inning. Trying to help his team out by getting on base, as Sabetha is yet to have a base runner in this game. There's a foul ball on the right field line. It'll be even the count at two balls, two strikes. David Fry on deck. Noel Niehaus in the hole. If anybody gets on, Jacob Grimm. The 2-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a foul ball down the left field line. It'll be 2-2. We'll do it again. Brett Black coming in relief here for Collegiate, 28 pitches. So the 2-2 offering is high, ball three, making the count full. He might be the one that tries to finish this game for Collegiate, as it was started by Hayden Malaise. Here's the 3-2 offering, fouled back again by Mitchell Kramer, working a good at-bat here. Again, Kramer, 417 average on the year. Also got 13 stolen bases. The full 3-2 pitch. Another foul ball down the right field line. The ninth pitch of the at-bat upcoming here for Mitchell Kramer of Sabetha. At this point, Coach Curtis Hamilton just wants to see somebody get on base, as Sabetha's gone down in order each inning so far in this game. The payoff pitch, high and inside, ball four, and Sabetha's got their first base runner of the ball game here in the top half of the fifth. So now David Fry will step in for Sabetha. And Chase, again, 2-for-4. With two runs in the regional championship game, squares the bunt, trying to move the runner up, and Chase pulls it back for a ball. So 1-0 the count to Chase, right side of the box. Aggressive lead by Kramer. Here's the pitch, fouled straight back to the screen. We're even now at one ball, one strike. Kramer with the lead at first. Here's a pickoff play over to him, not in time. Kramer able to get back easily. Nobody out here. Top half of the fifth inning. It's 2-0. Wichita Collegiate leading Sabetha. Winner gets Humboldt tomorrow. 1-1 pitch to Chase Fry. Lifted high and behind the screen and out of play. One ball, two strikes. To the Sabetha junior, Third baseman. He calls for time, steps out of the box. Coach Hamilton, a little bit of encouragement to his third baseman. 1-2 the count. Here's the offering. Swung on and missed, strike three. So Fry goes down swinging. Kramer still at first. Now one away here in the top half of the fifth inning. Noel Niehaus will check in now, playing right field. He lined out to the first baseman his last time up. Pickoff play over to Kramer at first, not in time. Still no pitch to Niehaus, the senior right fielder for the Blue Jays. Allegiant was ranked second in the state here in Class 3A. Got the four seed. Going for a bunt, a kind of a running bunt by Noel Niehaus, trying to bunt for a hit down the third base line, and it goes foul. So down in the count, 0-1. Coach Hamilton gives his signs, and Niehaus steps back in from the right side. 0-1 to count, one away. Top of the fifth inning, and Mitchell Kramer over at first base. He reached on a walk. Squaring to bunt again, and now caught in a pickle, but able to advance on the throw was Mitchell Kramer as he confused the catcher, Brady Hunt. Squaring to bunt was Niehaus. He came up empty, and then Kramer was in between first and second, bolted towards first. Hunt throws it to first, but by the time that Hunt threw it, Kramer had already taken off for second. So he's at second with a stolen base. 0-2 the count now on Niehaus. Talked about it at his at-bat. Mitchell Kramer, 13 stolen bases on the season, making 14. The 0-2 pitch from Brett Black swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brett Black. Black now in the game with four strikeouts for Collegiate. This will bring up the big man at first base, Jacob Grimm, who grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Runner at second is Kramer. First offering is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. One swing at the bat. This game is tied, but Samantha just wants some contact and another base runner. The 0-1 offering, a little bit inside for a ball. It's even in the count now at 1-1. If Grimm could get on, that would allow for Aiden Lang, who's on deck. The 1-1 pitch, off-speed pitch. Kind of buckled Grimm mid-swing, and now he's down to the count 1-2. Two away here, top half of the fifth inning. The first time Sabetha's had a base runner on, he's at second to Mitchell Kramer. Stepping off the rubber is Black, and he looks Kramer back. We'll do it again here, 1-2. Two away here, top half of the fifth. 1-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, lined into center field. Kramer's going to score. An RBI single from Jacob Grimm, who elates the crowd with a big fist pump from first base. That's the don't try to do too much. Go with the pitch. It was a pitch on the outer half of the plate, and then went to right center field. A great swing there from Grimm. Gets the Jays on the board. It's 2-1. Now stepping in is Aiden Lang from the right side. Lang struck out his first time up. Jacob Grimm over at first base. Want to know the count. Second offering is a little bit high. 2-0. And having to go out to the pitcher now is Brady Hunt. Try and calm down Brett Black. This is when you can smell a little bit of blood in the water. The Jays are smelling it. Aiden Lang trying to capture it. Grimm's at first base, two away here, top half of the fifth inning. It's 2-1 Collegiate. But the RBI single by Grimm got the Jays their first run on the board. The 2-0 offering, low and inside, ball three. If Lang's able to get aboard, that'll bring up Matt Garber, who had one of the best games of his career last week against Nemaha Central, and a 3-0 count is high and away, ball four. Four straight balls to Aiden Lang. And we've got a coach's visit to the mound. Runners at first and second for Sabatha. Two away. Matt Garver coming up. We got a timeout on the field. We'll be back here in just a moment. 30-second break. We're back in Manhattan here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabatha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabatha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
After the visit, Brett Black, still on the rubber for Collegiate. Runners at first and second. Grimm and Lang for Sabatha. In the box, Matt Garber. Down to the count, 0-1. The off-speed pitch lifted out of play for the second strike of this at-bat. It's now 0-2 to Garber, who struck out his first time up. There are two away. Sabatha threatening here in the top half of the fifth inning after Collegiate played it two in the bottom of the fourth. Garber in from the right side of the box. Grimm's at second. Lang's at first for Sabatha. The 0-2 pitch fouled off by Garber, able to stay alive here with the count 0-2. Garber's able to make it on base. Josh Herman is on deck for the Blue Jays. In a rally inning potential here for Sabatha. Got their first base runner. They got their first run, their first hit. And a off-speed pitch swung on and missed by Garber. That's the third out of the inning. But not before. There was one run on one hit. No errors and two left on. Sabatha's on the board. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Wichita Collegiate 2, Sabatha 1. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabatha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabatha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabatha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Manhattan, Jake Spaulding with you as it's 3A State Baseball on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA. Christian McAfee stays in there for the Blue Jays on the bump as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Up to bat will be Isaac Vanderberg, who lined out to the second baseman his first time up. Mitchell Kramer. First offering was a little inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch in the dirt. Now quickly 2-0. McAfee had 78 pitches on the day now. Again, he will go as far as he's able to pitch count wise if he's allowed by Coach Hamilton. Now it's 3-0. Coach Hamilton wanted to ride McAfee as long as he could, but Sabatha has eight deep if they need it. For pitchers, the 3-0 offering to Vanderberg. Outside, ball four. So four straight balls, and see how long we wait for Coach Curtis Hamilton comes out to even have a conversation with his pitcher, Christian McAfee. The junior pitcher for the Blue Jays. Only one earned run given up here so far this evening. So runner at first is Vanderberg. The offering is high. That's ball one. That's five straight balls by Christian McAfee. Landon Ramsey, who was hit by a pitch his last time up, 0-1 officially on the day. This one's in there for a strike, evening the count at 1-1. Ramsey came around and scored. Or check out, he was caught stealing, I beg your pardon, at third, back in the third inning. Decent lead by Vandenberg. Squaring to bunt was Ramsey, but he does not attempt, so it's an outside pitch, ball two. So 2-1 the count. Ramsey gets the sign from his coach, Joe Gehrer, over on the third base side. Steps back in. 2-1 count, nobody out. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Inning was led off by an Isaac Vandenberg walk. He stands at first base with Jacob Grimm holding him on. Quick snap throw over to first. Back in time safely is Vandenberg. McAfee fakes another throw over, but Vandenberg does not entertain. 2-1 the count here to Landon Ramsey's third plate appearance of the day. Double play depth here for the middle infielders in Kramer and Garber for Sabetha. Squaring to bunt, firing it down the first base line, and getting back in time was Vandenberg, as Herman is doing everything he can to help out his pitcher, as he already got two putouts today. Try to get his third there. It's a 3-1 count here to Ramsey. The offering is high, ball four. So back-to-back walks, and Coach Hamilton will take time here to go talk to his pitcher. The second walk here to start this bottom half of the fifth inning. Conversation here by Coach Curtis Hamilton. We'll take a quick break. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Collegiate's threatening, leading 2-1. Your state baseball Class 3A coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Back in 30 seconds.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families, one life at a time.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Runners at first and second. Brett Weta squares the bunt, and it goes foul. After the coach, Curtis Hamilton, quick meeting with Christian McAfee. He stays in the game after surrendering back-to-back walks to Vandenberg and Ramsey. So the second batter in the order, Brett Weta, he's reached both times up. He had a double in the first inning, reached on a walk in the third. He squared the bunt there. He's down to the count now 0-1 after that bunt attempt went foul. Asks for time. Now he steps back in. Runners at first and second. Nobody out here. Bottom of the fifth. It's about the trailing 2-1. The Wichita Collegiate. Here's McAfee's pitch. Squaring the bunt was Weta, but he pulls it back in time, and it's a ball outside 1-1. You got Jacob Grimm creeping up from the right side. Weta's trying to put it down the third base side because Fry's not able to come up, and McAfee throws it a little bit inside, and Weta able to spin away. It nearly hit him as Weta squared the bunt, so now it's 2-1. Weta in from the right side. 2-1 the count. C-Mac with the offering. Swinging and missing is Brett Weta, evening the count at 2-2. On deck will be Brady Hunt. But this could be a massive out here for C-Mac if he can slide a chair to Brett Weta. The 2-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. Paints the inside of the plate, and a massive backwards K for C-Mac and the Jays. Pitch number 90 for C-Mac goes with a backwards K, and it brings up Brady Hunt. Double play depth now for Sabetha, as they could get out of this jam if they could roll one in the infield here. Runners at first and second, one away, and time was called prior to the pitch, so no pitch. Christian McAfee will come back set, toe the slab as Hunt checks back in. The first pitch of the at-bat is a little bit inside, ball one. That was the fourth strikeout for McAfee here in this game. The 1-0 pitch to Hunt. Check swing, but a little bit high, and he did hold up. So it's 2-0 now to Brady Hunt, the catcher for Wichita Collegiate. There's one out. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 2-1 the score, Collegiate leading Sabetha. In from the right side of the box is Brady Hunt. The 2-0 pitch is a little bit outside, ball three. Brett Black awaits on deck, and Brett Black's who got the scoring started. He had a solo home run about 390 feet over the left center wall his last time up. He awaits on deck, one away. 3-0 the count here to Brady Hunt. The offering from McAfee. In there for a strike. It's 3-1. That's where McAfee really needs to dig deep and one pitch at a time here. 94 pitches in the game for C-Mac. The 3-1 offering just a little bit high, and that's ball four. So three walks assessed here in this bottom half of the fifth inning, which means the bases will be juiced here for Big Brett Black. Brady Hunt at first, Landon Ramsey at second, Isaac Vandenberg at third. One away, bottom of the fifth inning. The first pitch to Black is a strike on the outside corner. Painting the edge there was Christian McAfee. On deck is Jace Campbell. The 0-1 pitch from C-Mac. Off speed, line to the third baseman. What a catch by Fry! Chase Fry just saved two runs for Sabetha. A line out to the third baseman, and Chase had the wherewithal to try and double up Vandenberg, and he nearly did. So now there's two away. Base is still loaded. And a pitch by McAfee, swung on and missed by Campbell. If that's not something that'll give you a little bit of juice in your arm, Mr. C-Mac, I don't know what will. He gets on top in the count 0-1. The 0-1 offering from the junior pitcher. Lifted foul down the third baseline, and he's up in the count 0-2. 2-1 game, Wichita Collegiate with the lead by one run. They have the bases loaded, two away here in the bottom of the fifth. McAfee, the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to Garber at short. Fires it over to first in time, and Sabetha comes out of the jam. Three walks in the inning by C-Mac, but the defense flashes some leather. Some strikeouts were thrown, and we head to the top of the sixth inning remaining in a 2-1 game. Collegiate up by one, but the Blue Jays bats coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we head to the top half of the sixth inning now. Top of the order coming up here for Sabetha. as Josh Herman steps in from the right side. Christian McAfee able to get out of a jam in that bottom half of the fifth inning where he walked three different batters. The bases were loaded, and he got a strikeout, a line out, and a ground out. So Herman to the box. He's 0 for 2 on the day with a ground out and a strikeout. 0-1 count. Trying to paint the inside of the plate, and it's a little bit too far inside. It'll be ball one. It'll be Herman, Bauman, McAfee for Sabetha. 1-1 offering from Black is in the dirt. 2-1. You saw Brett Black in the previous inning walk a man, get two strikeouts, and give up a single to Jacob Grimm. That's the Sabetha lone run in this ballgame and their lone hit. 2-1 offering paints the outside corner now, 2-2. Josh Herman, catcher for Sabetha, got to protect here, asks for time, and the time was awarded. So two balls, two strikes. We'll do it again. Top half of the sixth inning. Northeast Kansas, the edge of their seats right now. Josh Herman's 2-2 pitch in the dirt, ball three. Already had two local teams make it to the semifinals tomorrow. Onega survived in 10 innings, and McClouth in regulation on the softball side. So the 3-2 pitch here to Herman, fouled down the right field line. He stays alive. The seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. The McClouth Lady Bulldogs on the softball side remain perfect over on 93.7 KIR. We'll talk about Onega after this pitch. The payoff pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Gets it on a hop. Drum right to the first baseman, scoops it up, yes, and out at first. Malaise was able to pick it out of the turf from Carter Drumright. So Josh Herman is put out on a 6-3 ground out for the first out of this inning. Marcus Bauman is up next for Sabetha, also 0 for 2 on the night with a strikeout and a ground out to second. Trying to get the second base runner of the game for Sabetha. We'll check that, the second hit of the ball game for Sabetha. I think Coach Hamilton will think about anything at this point. 1-0 pitch, low and inside, ball two. Onega was able to survive against Medicine Lodge in a phenomenal baseball game earlier that went 10 innings on 92.1 KMZA. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Bauman. Ground ball to the left side, picked up by the third baseman Campbell. To his feet, fires, not in time, and Bauman's going to be able to go to second base. Here's the track, the throw to second, diving by Bauman, and he's out at second. A wild throw from Campbell, and Bauman tried to get two. But Hunt Hayden Malaise, from his knees and from the boundary, bounced it three times to his shortstop, Carter Drumright, who applied the tag. Coach Hamilton is not happy with the call by the umpire. He's having a conversation with him right now. Bauman will be credited with the hit. And then he's caught going to second. So McAfee will step in now. There's two away. You're in the top half of the sixth inning. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch from Brett Black. Bouncer off the glove of Black. McAfee trying to get on his horse. Flip from the second baseman in time. Vandenberg flips it to Malaise for the third out of the inning. So near disaster for Collegiate turns into an out and then a ground out as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still 2-1 your score. Collegiate leading Sabetha. We're back after this one-minute timeout of 3A State Baseball here in Manhattan.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Manhattan as we've got state baseball, Class 3A. We've got a pitching change as Chase Fry will check in for Sabatha as McAfee threw 96 pitches, and his day will be done as he allowed one earned run, four hits, two runs total, struck out four, and allowed a total of five free passes, four by way of walk and one by a hit by pitch. So his day is done. He'll go check in at first base now. Going over to third to replace Chase Fry will be Mitchell Framer. So Kramer will go to third. Fry will go to pitch. Kramer to third. And in to play second base now will be Nathan Voos. So Hayden Malaise will step in for Wichita Collegiate. He is 1-for-2 tonight with a strikeout and a double. 1-0 pitch, and Malaise swings and misses and throws his bat, slipped out of his hand, all the way down to the third baseman. Mitchell Kramer fakes like he was going to swing too, and Malaise goes back to the dugout, and he'll put some batting gloves on now. So 1-1 the count. We got a brief stoppage here on the field. You know, a lot of times in the professional baseball, you'll see a bat break and the barrel of the bat will fly into the infield that time, and there's no bat breaking. That just slipped out of his hands. Traveled all the way down to the third base bag. The 1-1 offering here from Chase Fry is a little bit outside, ball two. A couple times the umpires called at second base led some Sabatha faithful scratching their heads. And the crowd here in the bottom half of the sixth inning getting a little bit restless here in this 2-1 game. It's Fry now down to the count. 3-1 after that last wild pitch by Fry. The 3-1 pitch from Fry. Breaking ball stays high. It's ball four. So the first batter that Fry sees, he puts him on base. Malaise reaches for the second time. Now Jacob Chappelle will check in, the left fielder for Wichita Collegiate, is 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a strikeout. A hefty lead at first from Malaise. Chapel squares for a bunt, and a quick pick down to first from Herman, and Malaise sure looked like he was a half step behind. The tag a little bit delayed there from McAfee. That was a quick tag. That was an easy put out. Would have been the fourth time that there was a put out by Josh Herman in this game. A 2-1 the score still for the Spartans. Nobody out. Runner at first. Squared to bunt is Chappelle. He gets the bunt down. Fry's got to pick it up, fire to first, and he does, but it's a little bit too wild, and McAfee can't hang on to it. But Christian able to get to it in time and foul territory to not allow Malaise to advance to third. So will they rule that as an error or an infield single? It will be an error on Chase Fry. So E1, Chappelle on at first. Malaise on at second. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the sixth. Carter Drumright, the shortstop. He squares the butt, puts it down the third baseline. Picked up by Fry, fires it over to first, and that one gets away. Voos was covering that time, and Malaise is going to score from third on the error. So everybody's safe. As if the ball went booted into right field, Malaise is able to take third and home. That'll be the second error on Chase Fry on back-to-back bunts from Collegiate. Third batter in a row will try to bunt this time as it's Isaac Vandenberg up. Runners at first and third, nobody out. 3-1 now, Wichita Collegiate with the advantage. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Drum right at first. Squaring to bunt. Popped in the air. Herman diving for it. Did he catch it? He did. Joshua Herman, ladies and gentlemen. Threw the mask off. Complete airborne parallel with the ground. Josh Herman gets the first out of this bottom half of the sixth inning. My goodness. Popping out to the catcher is Isaac Vandenberg. First out here of this inning. Runner goes from first. Herman fakes the throw to second. The take in the bag easily is Carter Drumright. Sometimes those things that you got to be here to see them. That was that play by Josh Herman. Parallel to the ground, full extension, able to make a diving effort. Pitch here by Fry and catches the corner. It's now 0-2. Landon Ramsey reached base twice. Once he was hit, once he drew a walk, and he flew out to Bauman in center in the first inning. One away here, runners at second and third. Fry comes set, the 0-2 pitch, off speed, dribbler down the first baseline and goes foul. Fresh ball from the umpire to Herman as Jay Spry requested it. So runner at second, Drumright. Runner at third is Chappelle. In the box is Ramsey. 0-2 pitch from Fry. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And a big second out there for Sabatha. Keeping this game in reach. Sabatha will have their 4-5-6 hitters coming up in the top half of the seventh inning. Chase Fry trying to keep this a 3-1 game. Brett Weta, 1-for-2 on the day with a strikeout, a walk, and a double. First offering a little bit outside, ball one. Fry's offering is in the dirt. Nice job there by Josh Herman keeping it in front. Two balls, no strikes here. Two away, bottom half of the sixth inning. Runners at second and third. Waiting on deck is Brady Hunt if Weta is able to reach. Sabatha's Chase Fry trying to limit damage here. The 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three. So in this inning, there's been a walk, and then two have reached by error. The two that reached by error are still on the bags at second and third. The walk to Hayden Malaise, he's the run that came home to score. 3-0 pitch is high, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Josh Herman calls time and will go out and walk the ball back out to Chase Fry. As Brady Hunt steps into the batter's box. Hunt is 0-for-1 officially on the day, but has reached base twice with two walks. He's also flown out to Bauman in center. If Hunt should reach, Brett Black, the hard-hitting first baseman and now pitcher for Wichita Collegiate, on deck. Bases loaded, two outs. First offering is in there for a strike. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1 Collegiate, leading Sabatha. The 0-1 pitch from Fry catches the inside corner for a strike. It's now 0-2. Chase Fry in relief for Christian McAfee. McAfee went five innings, just one earned run given up. Two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bases loaded, and we've got time. Runner at third is Chappelle. Second is Drumright. First is Weta. Stepping in the box is Brady Hunt. The 0-2 pitch from Fry. Called strike three. Damage was limited as there were three runners left on base. Two errors in the inning, however. No hits, one run, two errors, and three left on. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. The Jays have their 4-5-6 batters coming up with the season on the line, trailing 3-1. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Manhattan, top of the seventh inning. It's 3-1 Wichita Collegiate leading the Sabetha Blue Jays here in the 3A state baseball opening round. Leading off the top of the seventh inning, it's do or die time. Mitchell Kramer, then Chase Fry, then Noel Niehaus for the Jays. First pitch in there for a strike. Breaking ball from Brett Black. Kramer on the day. He's the lone run across the plate for Sabetha. He walked his last time up. Here's the 0-1 pitch lifted high into shallow center field, giving chase, and making the catch is Landon Ramsey for the first out. Here in the top half of the seventh, Chase Fry will step into the plate now as he's now the pitcher for Sabetha. Fry is 0-2 on the day with two strikeouts. Sabetha down by two runs. It all starts with one person getting on. First offering in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Brett Black has came in and pitched really well for Wichita Collegiate. The 0-1 pitch, a little bit low, ball one. Giving up just one hit and one run. The 1-1 offering fouled straight back to the screen. Now 1-2 on Chase Fry. Gone down swinging twice here in this game. Up next, Noel Niehaus. If anybody gets on, Jacob Grimm for the Jays. The 1-2 pitch. Dribble down the left field line and foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Brett Black. Swung on and missed. They'll have to put him out, though, and the throw down to first to Malaise is in time. Strikeout for Brett Black, and there's two away, and Collegiate's faithful come to their feet. Noel Niehaus, the last chance here for Sabetha. Top half of the seventh inning, two away, and the Jays trail one. First offering, a ground ball to the left side. It will go foul. 0-1 the count to the right fielder, Noel Niehaus, who is 0-2 with a line out to the first baseman. And a strikeout. He could get on, and Jacob Grimm could get in the box. It could make things interesting. But Niehaus needs to get on first. 0-1 offering, a check swing, foul. And now the Blue Jays are down to their final strike. No balls, two strikes. Top of the seventh inning, Blue Jays trailing 3-1. The 0-2 pitch from Brett Black to Noel Niehaus. Check swing, it's a high ball. So now 1-2 the count. Two away here, nobody on. The 1-2 offering from Brett Black. Foul ball. He'll do it again as that foul ball hit the ground, then hit his bat a second time, so the umpire blows it dead. 1-2 the count, two away. We'll do it again here. Noel Niehaus from Brett Black. Lifted high down the right field line and foul. Niehaus, a senior for the Sabetha team. One of six. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Three to one is your final score. We'll summarize after this timeout. Sabetha's season comes to a close. The 19-5 record. We'll summarize this opening round state tournament game here after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Jake Spaulding, one final time here from Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan as the Sabetha Blue Jays fall by a final count of 3-1 to Wichita Collegiate as the Blue Jays got something going a little bit in the fifth inning, but the final two, they could not continue any kind of mustering up of any kind of hits. Only one hit in this game for Sabetha. That came from Jacob Grimm. It was an RBI single for the big first baseman for Sabetha, but three key errors by Sabetha in this ballgame, helping to allow three runs for Wichita Collegiate. Your final score, Wichita Collegiate 3, Sabetha 1, here in this opening round 3A state baseball game. Logan Carpenter's been taking care of us all evening here tonight. And the numbers for Sabetha round out like this. Josh Herman went 0-3 on the day. Marcus Bauer 1-3, but then he was caught trying to advance on a wild throw to the first baseman. Christian McAfee went 0-3 from the plate. Mitchell Kramer 0-3, but he did draw, or excuse me, 0-2, but did draw a walk, and he did score the lone run on that Jacob Grimm single. Chase Fry went 0-3 with three strikeouts. Noel Niehaus went 0-3. Jacob Grimm went 1-2 with that RBI single back in the fifth inning. And then Aiden Lang and Matt Garber each 0-2 from the plate. So Bevitt, just one hit on the night, one run, and one ribby. No errors by Wichita Collegiate. Christian McAfee, well, he pitched a pretty darn good game. Five innings pitched, two runs allowed, one of them earned. Gave up just four hits, did allow four walks and one hit batter, did strike out four. Chase Fry came in to pitch the sixth. One run allowed. That one was earned because of the errors on him, and allowed two walks. Did strike out two, though. Did Chase Fry for Sabetha. For Wichita Collegiate, pretty balanced for them. They ended up with four hits on the night. Again, no errors by Wichita Collegiate, and they were patient at the plate as they drew a total tonight of eight free bases from Sabetha, six walks and two hit batters in the ballgame. Starting off was Hayden Malays for Wichita Collegiate. He went two innings, giving up no runs, no hits, no walks, and striking out four. Then Brett Black came in and pitched five strong innings, giving up just one hit, one run, walking just two in relief for Wichita Collegiate. He is in line for the win, as Malays didn't go long enough to be quality start for the win. So the win goes to Brett Black, and McAfee will get the loss for Sabatha. As, again, the season comes to a close, 19-5, nothing to hang your head about because this collegiate team is a defending state champion for a reason. They were ranked second in the state coming into this tournament, and they drew a tough matchup, did Sabatha, here in the opening round. As the number one seed, Humboldt, they're ranked sixth in 3A coming into this tournament. So just a tough matchup for Sabatha here early in this opening round, but still a great season by the Jays. They will say so long to a phenomenal catcher in Josh Herman, right fielder in Noel Niehaus, Noah Kroll, Nathan Voos, who came in and played second base, shortstop Matthew Garber, and Davis Roque, the seniors. That will be done here for Sabatha, but you look at the roster and realize that Mitchell Kramer, Marcus Bauman, Aiden Lang, Christian McAfee, Jacob Grimm, Chase Fry, and the likes. Coming back, this is a quality team that will be have high aspirations to make it right back here next season in 3A baseball here in Manhattan. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in, and don't forget that tomorrow on Care Country 93.7 FM, we will have the McLeod Lady Bulldogs in a semifinal round matchup for them in 2-1A softball as they defeated Hillsboro earlier today by a final of 9-2. And they will be playing tomorrow out in Pratt. Brandon Tadman will be on the call for you on that as they'll get El Saline at 11 a.m. 24-0 McLeod Lady Dogs will be the top seed still and going for a state championship potentially, but they got a semifinal game against El Saline. That's on 93.7 at 11 a.m. If they win that game, they'll play at 1:30. If they lose that game, they'll play at 1. Two fields over there in Pratt. So make sure you tune in over there, 93.7 FM KAIR. You can also go to msconews.net, click Listen Live, or msc-sports.net, click Listen Live, and select Care. On the boys' side, it's Onega as they moved on as the 4 seed in 10 innings over Medicine Lodge, 8-7. They take on the 8 seed. St. Mary's Colgan upsets Little River, 12-5. So they will play at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Justin Fluke will have the call on that at 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. So you want to tune in for that. If they win, they'll play at 5:45. If they lose, they play at 3:30. That's from Great Bend. The Onega Buffaloes going for their first state title in school history as a very young program as well. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in all baseball and softball season long. We got one more day of it on Care Country 93.7 and 92.1 KMZA, but for 103.9, it's been a great season of high school athletics, and we'll be taking off into Legion Ball a little bit later this summer. We'll have that for you on 103.9 FM. We want to thank you, the listener. Thank you to Logan Carpenter back in the studio for keeping everything going for us. Once again, one final time here from Manhattan. Wichita Collegiate defeats Sabatha 3-1 here at State Baseball Class 3A in the opening round. This has been Jake Spaulding signing off here from Manhattan. We thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Have a great evening and happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansas.